Broadcasting from the 2016 Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo here on Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill. John Anderson joining us with Mycogen Seeds. John, how are you doing today?
Great, Joe. How are you?
Not too shabby, and we're here at the Expo, and you get a chance to talk to producers, and I'm sure we get to address how to, feed this new corn silage crop out there.
Oh, sure. Some are feeding. Some have not chewed into the new crop yet this year, but we're getting some reports, varied reports from some that have started and are experiencing extremely good results, and some that perhaps had a little harvest issue or not going quite as well as what they had hoped for.
Are there a few things we should keep in mind as we dive into this new crop? I'm sure they got some old crop silage on hand. What should we all factor in?
Well, you know, we had that excessive rain right at harvest, and that's what caught some people. So there's some silage that was harvested far too dry, and therefore, you know, the longer that you can wait with that silage to feed it is beneficial. Some perhaps didn't have that opportunity, but it's good to know exactly what you have and test that silage, get it tested well. We recommend with corn silage, especially with BM3 BMR, is to use an in vitro test for sure on the first go round of testing it, so you know what you've got and you can dial it into the latest software and use it to the best of its advantage.
So if you're doing it in not the proper way you recommend, it's going to toss everything off balance from step one, John.
When you have the best information to use the crop, then you're going to get the better results from it. We know, for example, with BM3 BMR, we've got 8 to 15 points advantage in fiber digestibility. In vitro test will show that, and we're seeing very good fiber digestibility on BM3 BMR this year, and that's allowing us to put it in the diets and utilize it to its best advantage.
John, is there a learning curve with nutritionists like yourself or producers who are maybe using BMR for the first time at all?
It's just another forage crop, first of all, right? So we know that we have expectations about how it will perform, but like I mentioned previously, if we get a good sample of it, get a good test of it, now we know exactly what we've got. We know the fiber digestibility. We know the UNDF, the starch digestibility, and we can better attack how we're going to utilize that. And if we're going to be able to push up the volume of what we're feeding, maybe 5 to 15% more forage, that's where we're trying to go with good corn silage, is to feed more of it and to cut down on some grain and to perhaps cut some of the cost out of the diet.
A lot of producers understand fiber digestibility. Why is that so important? Just kind of reiterate and reinforce, you know, that's where everything hinges on, right?
Sure. We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Oh, plenty of times. It just comes up in every conversation, John.
Well, we know that from the research that's been compiled on fiber digestibility, that for every 1% increase in fiber digestibility, it's worth approximately a half a pound, 0.55 pounds of milk. And that's in the forage portion of the diet. So if we're seeing some little differences in fiber digestibility in a forage, and we've got a significant amount of forage in the diet, it can make a big difference in the payback to that producer on what the performance is.
We talk about BMR, and we can get into scientific terms and definitions, but on the dairy side, of course, that's the focus here at this year's conference. BMR seems to really be a benefit to the dairy guys. When it comes to corn silage, it's been great.
That's an excellent point. I mean, this year, in some areas, we've seen some fiber digestibilities of non-BMRs not so good. And that was the case last year, too. And we're having some nutritionists and some producers that are taking a look at BM3 BMR for the first time because they know that digestibility difference is there, and they want to capture that rather than be stuck with some digestibility that just isn't working for them in a conventional hybrid.
John, folks on more information, of course, come here, see you guys. Otherwise, what else do you recommend?
Yeah, we're here. Come and visit us at our booth. We've got our agronomist, our sales rep, myself. We're happy to talk to you. You can visit mycogen.com, and However, you can reach out to Mycogen staff, Mycogen dealer. We welcome that, and we would like to have the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
John Anderson joining us here on Chasm Radio with Mycogen Seeds as we broadcast from the Minnesota Milk Dairy Conference and Expo in St. Cloud. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.